Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me via Zoom this morning, I have Lisa Bush, the executive director of the Sitka Sound Science Center, and Max Eisenberg, a scientist in residence. Thank you both for coming on air with me this morning.
Thanks for having us, and congratulations, yep. Raven Radio, for meeting your fundraising goal. That is incredible.
Thank you. We are very, very thankful for this awesome community for helping us reach that goal. So exciting that it was done on air, too. Go us. So let's talk about what we're talking about specifically this morning is the residency program, Max, that you're a part of. So why don't we start with you, Lisa? What is this scientist in residence program? How long has it been going on?
So the Scientist in Residency Fellowship, which we call SIRF, Scientist in Residency Fellowship, was started about 8 or 9 years ago now. With funding from the National Science Foundation. And the idea is to bring scientists into our community to really get to know the community. And for people to, with the sort of general philosophy is that people can engage more in scientific ideas and science research when they get to know the scientist. Generally, just scientists are interesting people. They have, interests outside of what they're studying. And if we can get to know them as people, then we can really understand the science a lot better and understand scientific thinking and scientific ways of approaching ideas. Yeah. So that was started about 8 or 9 years ago with National Science Foundation funding. And over the years, we've had about 30 scientists in residency fellowships. They come for a month and we hook them up with all kinds of community engagement activities in the schools, outside of the schools, in the community. But also our hope is that individuals invite the scientists to do things, go for a hike, go for a cup of coffee, go for a walk, go out for a boat ride, where they can really just ask all kinds of questions that they've always wanted to ask. And the scientists can really get to know us as individuals, but also as a community in general. So that's the general idea behind the SIRF Fellowship.
Awesome. And Max, this isn't your first stint in Sitka. You're here for the residency right now, but you've been a part of the Sitka research community for a while now. What has been your work in Sitka thus far? And is there anything you're focusing on specifically for this residency?
Thank you. Yes, this is my third trip in Sitka, proud to say. Definitely not my last. And mostly have been here focusing on the landslide warning system, previously it was called, or a dashboard that we're developing. So thanks to the help of Raven Radio, have been working previously on a social network side or a resilience network to help make sure Sitkins can be better informed about their landslide risk in the event of a potential landslide, so that making sure that nobody misses the message in Sitka. This time, also on the social science front, we'll be focusing on better understanding some challenges that Sitkins may have with accessing landslide insurance.
Okay.
So understanding what are kind of the problems people have with knowing how to finance their homes, learning more information about losing coverage or questions they might have about how this might affect their property values. So that will be the focus of this trip for the next month while I'm in Sitka.
Wow. And yeah, I mean, amazing work that you've been doing with the landslide avoidance, I guess landslide alerting system to trying to get everyone talking together so we all stay here safely. I didn't even think about the fact that, well, if people are going to know about increased landslide risk, so is the bank. That's a pretty daunting thing to have as part, like one more thing to consider here. So to take that into account as part of this whole resiliency network that's pretty interesting stuff. So as part of
Lisa. What I was going to say is when the community first showed interest in the idea of a landslide warning system, the idea was really to protect people's lives.
Yeah.
Right. If we knew in advance what the conditions were in terms of geoscience, in terms of soil moisture, how much rain has fallen, how much rain is going to fall, we could warn people that there's an increased risk of landslides. And as we've done this research over the past few years, we've realized that people are also really interested in their property and what's going to happen to their house.
Yeah.
And we've heard from the city of Sitka, from the insurance companies, from realtors, that this idea of insurance is really going to be a sniggly issue and something we really have to tackle. And also, we're not the only place in the world that has landslides.
Yeah.
And part of what Max is going to be, I think, is already looking into is what are they doing in other places in terms of insurance? Is that right, Max?
Exactly. Perfect. That is spot on.
Right. So yeah, we don't have to reinvent the wheel if we don't have to, but it's definitely, I mean, you're definitely on the, I feel like the cutting edge of creating a system like that, at least something that I haven't heard about existing elsewhere. So it's pretty cool to have Sitka on the forefront of that and try to get that coalescing into something tangible that people can truly access from anywhere at any time. And Lisa had mentioned that there's some public engagement, community engagement part of this residency. Max, do you have any plans for specific engagement time with the community?
Yes, there are a few formal engagements. So as part of the residency, I will be working and going into the Sitka schools to kind of teach more about the social science side. I am a social scientist, so to show that there are really awesome opportunities to work in science in your own backyard, and it's not all laboratory work, which is incredibly important, but there are other ways to better understand these social dynamics that is a formal science and the statistics behind it, the theories behind it, in a fun and engaging way for students. There will also be a trivia night for volunteers, but importantly, as Lisa described earlier, it's these one-on-one interactions. So if anybody in Sitka, you know, has a question about sociology, anthropology, or economics, I would love to have a conversation. More specifically, it's about the landslide insurance questions you might have, concerns about how property values might be at stake or affected, or mitigation. Mm-hmm. I might not have the answer, but we're here to compile all the questions and try to figure out how we can make recommendations or find plausible solutions that work best for Sitkins.
Yeah, the more questions brought to you, just the more effective that you guys will be of to know where all these little gaps in knowledge may be. The more inquisitive people you got, the better this will all work out. And I got to imagine, if you're a social scientist, you probably like hanging out with people. I imagine you're a social creature that I might be projecting with what you have for your area of study. And for kids work, seeing what scientists look like, I feel like we are pretty well acquainted, especially in Sitka and what the Science Center does, of scientists are like going out in scuba suits out and doing research on kelp or on salmon or this kind of, yeah, the idea of like the lab work or the field work. And that is part of science, but it is, there's a huge other portion that like of social scientists of like, okay, let's take all that cool information and make sure people can actually use it. And that's your job. That's
exactly.
So cool.
Well, I think go ahead, Max.
Please go ahead, Lisa.
Well, I was just going to say in our neck of the woods, we kind of have a shortage of social scientists in Alaska. And these are people who study behavior and social structure and attitudes and why we do things and how we do things. And I think to give our community exposure to what it means to be a social scientist and maybe get some kids excited about doing that kind of work here is really going to be really exciting for us here at the Science Center anyway, hopefully in the community.
Max, did you have anything to add to that?
No, exactly. Right. I'm just very excited to be here and hope to meet as many Sitkins over the next month.
So when it comes to folks who are interested in you know, picking your brain during a walk outside or grabbing coffee, how can folks get in touch with you, Max, to take advantage of having your scientific brain here in Sitka?
A few different ways. Thank you for asking. You can email me and you can call me directly. Think of me as a neighbor while I'm here for the next month. So I'm going to give my phone number over the air, and please feel free, anybody, to text me if you have a question or just want to grab a coffee or go on a hike or take me out on a boat to show me how you're doing fishing or collecting herring eggs. My number is 504-452-2476.
Right on.
And I'll be working in the Science Center. So I love to walk. You'll see me around town, hopefully.
And I imagine that just calling into the Science Center, too, is a number that people know. We'll be able to track you down. So this residency is happening for the month of April. Are you going to be in Sitka past that date, or is this your concentrated time in Sitka for the time being?
I'll be in Sitka until May 6th, and this won't be my last trip. And so I will continue thinking about working in Sitka until I'm back next time.
Excellent. Well, we are just about out of time, but Lisa Bush, Max Eisenberg, thank you so much for joining me on air this morning to talk about SERF, the Scientists in Residency Fellowship. Max, you're doing the social networking, the social science side of our landslide avoidance project and getting people more acquainted with the different resources we have here and how we can make life a little better. You're here for a month, and I'm sure as more things are happening, Science Center will be posting that information. And of course, you're available for informational walks and talks and all those fun things in Sitka. Again, thank you both for joining me on air this morning.
Thanks a lot, Erin. Thanks for your interest.
Thank you, Erin.
Bye-bye.